Avoid jealousy. Spirit of the Most High God, thank you. We have come because you have called us. And we are here because you are already here. Help us understand your word and help us to be doers thereof. In Jesus' name, amen. Avoid jealousy. Avoid it. Avoid jealousy. It has become like a cancer that is eating up the system of men, especially we that claim to be tongue speaking. Anytime I'm talking about things like this, I want to address the body of Christ, the tongue speaking ones, not the people that are in the world. These are things, some of these things I mentioned, that like the lies, like envy, like jealousy, these things I'm talking about. If you don't take it, like pride, you will not know that you are walking in it. And before you realize, it would have eaten into the deep and it will make your life useless, or it will cause you to end up in prison without knowing. And so these are petty when we talk about these things, these are secret sins that if you don't take care, you will not attach seriousness to it, but it will be destroying your life. And so this afternoon, by the grace of God, let God have mercy on us and let the Spirit of the Lord teach us, so that we will know and walk in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I salute grace. Apostle Francis Ometi. Avoid jealousy. That is the theme for today. And that is what, by the grace of God, I'm going to deal with. Avoid jealousy. Avoid it. I want you to quote somebody's name and type, avoid jealousy. Avoid jealousy. Quote somebody's name. Don't be afraid of anybody. You can even quote my name and tell the person, avoid jealousy. Leslie, avoid jealousy. Me, I won't go to your name. I'm mentioning your name. Great Watterson, avoid jealousy. It didn't even work. God's love. Lizzie, avoid jealousy. Avoid it. It is very, very important. And I'm going to take my time and explain. And I pray that you also be ready to receive that which the Lord is going to feed us with. There are a lot of saints that is making the Christian look like a worldly person. And in Christianity, anytime you mention the word sin, I don't know why we have upgraded fornication, adultery. I don't know why we have lifted those things so high that there are some petty things that are like foxes that destroys the vineyard, that most of us, we do not know. And we keep on focusing on that which everyone knows. Apart from a jamine, there are serious things, but they look very tiny. Into anyone who attaches seriousness, but it will drain your anointing, it will make you useless, it will destroy your marriage, it will destroy your relationship, it will destroy the relationship you have with men at your workplace. And last week I talked about one. Today, men get jealousy. We say avoid jealousy. That is how I want to put it, so that when you say it, you know that you are talking to yourself. Pastor Enoch, avoid jealousy, because it can destroy your anointing. It can make you nobody, though you think you are somebody. Let me take my anchor scripture, even before we move. Can somebody help me with Proverbs chapter 27, verse 4? Proverbs chapter 27, verse 4. Somebody help me with that scripture. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 4. Let the writers write something down for us, so that those that are not there can read it from the page. Proverbs chapter number 27, verse 4. Thank you. Listen. Envy and jealousy, they are not the same, but they are similar. And so I'll be intertwining them. But I'll make sure I'll explain the two. They work hand in hand. And so I'll combine them and I'll talk about it. And the same way, I'll quote scriptures where there will be envy, there will be jealousy. I'll explain them all. Now let's read the word of the Lord. Blessed version, they say, we are blasted by anger and swamped by rage. But who can survive jealousy? See, we are blasted by anger and swamped by rage. But who can survive jealousy? Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Anger is cruel, a fear Kratos version, and fury overwhelming. But who can stand before jealousy? I say, before a time, the before a chance, so crowd here, a bruni passo. There's why they beat me a jina, a hoyeni. If you truly understand English, you will know that then anger is cruel, all right. Fury is overwhelming, all right. But something is greater than them. It is called envy or jealousy. And this thing can be found even in the midst of Christians. Where two or three are gathered, it is not the Lord that is there anymore. It is jealousy, it is envy. It is jealousy when three or more are gathered. Wrath is cruel and anger is overwhelming flood. But who is able to stand before jealousy? Who is able to stand before jealousy? Why the betting agent ahoyer him is dangerous. It is like a cancer. It is destructive. And I'll tell you why it is dangerous. As we move on, by the grace of God, I'll use the word of the Lord to tell you why it is dangerous. Somebody also help me with Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30. These are my anchor scriptures. Two, then I begin to operate. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30. If someone is there, you can post it so we all can read. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bones. If you say, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy roots the bones up. Envy rots, the bones. A sound mind makes a robust body, but runaway emotions corrode the bones. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of a body. But envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness of the bones. And this scripture is making us also know that when a person is walking in jealousy, it works in the innermost part of the person. It will make your bones rotten. The body cannot stand without the skeleton. The flesh cannot stand without the skeleton. The flesh cannot stand without the bones. So if what is making the flesh stand is rotten, how can the flesh stand? This is the mystery. And this is something the Lord wants us to understand. And what can make the bones rot? What can cause the bones to rot? It's envy. It's jealousy. And it will shock you that this thing I'm talking about is not even in the world. It is in the place where we profess love, yet we kill men in our heart. When you go to the wee base, I've not smoked before, but I've heard this. I've not smoked before, but I've heard this. I must say, if you go there, they do even said, "Dear, pass and pass." Who said, "Dear, be, obi chuma kwa." No, the money ni anani ni aswa chikakara. Even the worldly people demonstrate love. Sometimes I ask myself, some people that have become drunkards, and the alcohol has made a picture on their face. And if you look at these people, they are so poor. How do they get money to buy the drink? And you get to know that when they enter into the beer bar, they can ask anybody and anybody can buy them a drink. Why? Because the love we preach, the love we profess, to be frank, means so many can make us say, we are for no Christ, we are Christ for more. And I pray the Lord will help us. God at Aaron, I salute you. And we are for no Christ, we are Christ for more. Are we together? So let me go straight. When we say jealousy, what it is? When we say jealousy, what it is? Or what is it? It simply means feeling resentment against someone. This is a dictionary explanation. Feeling resentment against someone because of that person's success, possessions, or advantages. Feeling resentment against someone because of that person's success, because of that person's possessions, and because of that person's advantages. So we are all not the same. And then Penny Fossil and Satyam Bobo Way and Yapen. So we all cannot be the same. Even the grace of God that is upon our lives, some have been able to work on the giftings and the grace they carry, that they have become mighty. So whether you like it or not, we all can be footballers, but some can be a Messi and some can be a Ronaldo. It is not as if the football they play is different from the ones that others are playing. The truth is that we are all born different. And so there will surely be difference when it comes to group of people. So as we have gathered here, 19 people gathered here listening to the voice of the Lord. Listen, all of us are different. All of us carry different gifts. Even the word is anointed, but all of us operate differently. As a matter of fact, let us gather prophets. Let's say 20 prophets gathering on a platform or gathered at one place. Everybody will operate differently. Get this truth. So you cannot be me, I cannot be you. No wonder the Bible says that he that compares himself to himself is not wise. If you compare yourself to others, you are not wise. Why? Because we cannot be the same. No matter how we try, we cannot be the same. Are we together? Get to know this truth. Even twins are not the same. Even twins have something that differentiates between the two. So even twins are not the same. How much more you and I that are born different? Born from different things. Born from or born by different parents. How much we can't be the same. We are born of God, but we are not the same in physical features and even in spiritual features. Let me explain. People are working on their gifts. Some are sleeping. We are all carrying grace. Some are going the extra mile. Some think that it is normal. Some are having talents. Some are not working on the talent. You think that, let me tell you, you can be talented, you can be gifted, but if you don't work at it, somebody without a talent can learn and become better than you. We all know these two people, so let me use them before I enter into the word of the Lord. Messi and Ronaldo. If you don't know, go and check. Messi is a talented footballer. Ronaldo Osiyan. But hard work, if you don't, if you play with life, hard work beats talent and beats. Messi is a talented player. Messi is a gifted player. Ronaldo Osiyan Bobo. And so the effort this man called Ronaldo has put into his craft, I can say without fear that it is more than that which Messi has also put into his craft. Though Messi is talented. Mama, you are gifted. You have the anointing. If you don't put in effort, people are going to mountains. People are going for retreat. People are praying here and there. And you are not working on yourself. A time will come, you will develop this thing called jealousy. Because you will love to be like others. You will love to have that which others are having. And that will cost you. So most of us, we are feeling angry for nothing. Resentment is in us for nothing. Most of us, we are having this resentment against others because of the person's success, because of how the Lord is lifting some people, because of how people are doing well. We are not the same. We can all come from the same womb and still not be the same. We can all serve the same God and still not be the same. If you understand this, you'll never be jealous over anybody's life. And as a matter of fact, let me tell you the truth. The reason why most of us, we have allowed ourselves to feel jealous all the time, is that most of us, we don't even appreciate who we are. We don't like who we are. We don't love who we are. You know why? Because we have taken our attention off ourselves. And we have placed our attention on others. If you're so focused on what you are doing, you will love what you are doing. Are we together? I believe the Lord is helping us. Mommy, if you are confident in who God has made you to be, if you are confident in it, if you are confident in how the Lord has created you, if you are confident with the gift of God that He has given you, you will not be comparing yourself to anybody. But rather, you'll be focusing on God. You are still looking somewhere. Instead of you to better things, put in effort, pray to God, do things that will make you great. You have dropped all these things and you are focusing on people that are also doing well. So do you think that because you are not doing well, no man should also do well? So because you are not doing well, nobody should do well. So some people are angry for nothing. Put me here, Obina. Just like that. Why? Because of the things you are doing. Jealousy is in the body of Christ. And I tell you, a lot of people are like, do you know the number of years I've served in this church? What, sir, those statements, they are no good statements. When jealousy is at work, it fights the work of God. It fights the progress of the work of God. And I pray that everybody under the sound of my voice, no matter who you are, take a second look into your life. And by the time I finish with the characteristics of jealousy, you will set yourself and know whether you are going through that. Then we pray to God that the Lord will have mercy on us and give us a heart that won't be jealous. As a matter of fact, let me also go back and say that jealousy is a bad thing, because the Lord God we serve is a jealous God. There is a holy jealousy. The reason why I call it holy jealousy is that it is coming from a holy spirit. There is no iota of evil in our God. And so his jealousy for man, or his jealousy for mankind, is a protection for us. When
the devil wants to do anything in your life or play smart with your life, because the Lord is jealous of you, he makes sure that he preserves you. So the jealousy of God is a holy jealousy.
But yeah, konye bidia ya frem. Because ours has gone to an extreme. The reason why you are not frem is because you are money to you. And jealousy is the protector. If a man is jealous of the wife, or protecting him, but a bit extreme, you will feel insecure. When a man feels insecure, and what will make a man feel insecure? It is when the man feels that he is not enough. It's when a man feels that somebody is handsome than him, somebody is better than him, somebody will steal the wife from him. Insecurity.
I salute you. I believe somewhere. Yeah, there are others.
So there are a lot of people walking on the surface of this earth full of resentment. And I'm saying that I will not take this far. Most of us, how can we say we have the spirit of the Lord in us and be so jealous and envious of the things? Do you know that it is only we Christians? Father said, and you don't share your program. I say, wouldn't say it to me, you know, about by yourself, but I couldn't fail you. No one would be any fine.
Maybe you didn't understand me.
And you to phone I got done here, continue, Mama Christo. Whether you like it or not, some will be better than some. At the end of the day, obia on the gift. If you believe in yourself and the God who has given you your gift, go and do your portion. But because we have this mindset of outshining others, every day we want to outshine others. We don't think about the purpose, we don't think about the vision, we don't think about the will of God. Sir, no will be a healing for somebody. It will bring healing upon somebody's life. But because you want to outshine everybody, you are looking for a song that you think that it is what the people need. And because of that, you miss the will of God. So you will see some singers who are seated quietly. When others are singing a worship and praise, they will not stand up. They will not dance. They will not sing along. You know why? They want you to fail. So that when it is their turn, people will say they did well. The kingdom of God, let me not even say that, the body of Christ is suffering. And saying, to me, in your man, the body of Christ will be beautiful. Why do you want to outshine people always? Maybe the will of God for Yana. He said, take a year, 10 year masia. Can you remember one again? You avoid jealousy. Why do you want to outshine people? Is that the will of God for your life in that instant? The Lord has sent you somewhere. It's his will for you to outshine everybody. Most of us, yes, yes, and your mind, yes, or where you're home. The question will be, yeah, I appreciate that. When jealousy is beautifully reigning in your heart, you don't celebrate men. Let me say it again. When jealousy is beautifully reigning in your heart, you don't celebrate men. No matter what the person is able to do, you won't celebrate the person. Uncelebrated that your boy is a one movie, because when you saw a bonus, you make us why are they a chair? You see about as you say, you've heard why are they doing that? Or you think this Christian, this kingdom business is about who is good and who is not good? It's about fulfilling the mandate of Christ. It's about fulfilling the mandate of Christ. That era of Apollos and Paul is no more.
I am for Apollos. I am for Paul. I am for Pastor Enoch. I am for Pastor Mason. I am for Pastor Francis. And one thing about Christians is that all that we do is to judge. And this is why the competition is always high. This is why jealousy cannot be killed. But we beseech the Lord this afternoon that may He have mercy on us and uproot every seed of jealousy from us. Any evil seed of jealousy that is in us, that is destroying things in our life without us knowing, may the Lord have mercy on us and take it from our lives in the name of Jesus. Mama, if you desire to be at the top, then listen to these words. Learn to celebrate greatness. Learn to celebrate people. Learn to celebrate good things. When people are able to do things, celebrate them. Rather than being envious and being jealous of what they have done. Celebrate men. If you want to go far, celebrate people that are doing things that are mightier than yours. And in that way, the Lord will also help you so that you also get there. Because in this life, I have gotten to know that you don't attract something you hate. You don't attract something you hate. You don't attract something you hate. And the anointing you don't celebrate will not even be a blessing unto you. Celebrate men. Celebrate good things. If a sister or a brother is able to do something good, celebrate him. Don't be critical. Most of us, our heart is full of critics. Any good thing somebody is able to do, we criticize. You know what the person did was right, but you still want to find something bad about it. Avoid jealousy. It is killing us. It is delaying us. This is not witchcraft. This is not a certain mother or a certain father in the family that is a witch, that is a wizard, that is fighting against us. It is we ourselves fighting against ourselves. Avoid jealousy. It is too dangerous to allow it to be in your camp. Avoid it. Avoid it. There are some of us, people that we are supposed to learn from, we are competing with. People that we are so nipa was saying you should have from home. You know, more competition. People that we are supposed to go to, that they should teach us so that we will also be better. We are jealous of them, so we cannot even ask them. We cannot even sit down with, because the many channel. Hey, on this journey of success, age doesn't matter. It takes the humble to get to the destination. It doesn't take a man full of pride. If you are full of pride, the weight alone is too much, and so you cannot get to your destination. I'm telling you. I told her, sit down and let that small boy teach you how to cook. Sit down and let that small girl teach you how to cook. Maybe your food skills is not up to par, but somebody has gone to vocational school, a K3 school, and when you're good, only your friends. Why don't you allow yourself to be taught rather than being jealous of his life? Why? We are competing with people we can learn from. We are fighting with people we can learn from. We are jealous of people we can learn from. Mama, if you ask me, nobody knows everything. And you kakran kakran yen yina yenim yen yina yenim 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 yenim. But on what's in the share? Now, yes, we are 12 years. I could be in Penifon term, at 10 Penifon term with Romadia. 12 years. Sometimes that thing you don't have, it is in somebody's hands. That particular thing you are praying every day, oh, Lord, give me this. Somebody is having it in abundance. Are you the same person that is praying? You are challenging. And you are competing with the person having. You want everybody to know that you are better than the person. Bro, what's it? Bro, what's it? No, bro, we. A ding will be a homaswa. And then, a ding will be a homaswa. I want to know. I want to forbid me to be far. Still, no, never appear jealous of the other. And you are not betting man until never appear jealous of the other. Jealousy is that what is the channel? Who can stand against jealousy? It is not, it is it, every jealous person is gradually becoming a murderer without knowing. You are gradually becoming a murderer. You don't know. One day, if you don't do anything about it, if the Lord doesn't have mercy on you and take it off you, one day you commit murder. And I'll tell you how people committed murders because they allowed this thing to be in them. Avoid jealousy. Because jealousy is a product of a life without vision. If you have a vision, you won't have time to be jealous of other people's life. Why? Because you'll be so focused on your life, so focused on your vision, so focused on your purpose, that you are praying always that the Lord will give you strength and give you grace to keep on moving, to become a better person of who you used to be. Become a better person. So anybody that is walking in jealousy, so much full of jealousy, the truth is that person has no vision. You see how the devil is able to make a fool out of us when we allow ourselves to be taken as captives or under the siege of this thing called jealousy. A serious issue, man. So please, don't take your eyes off your goals. And keep on moving. I know that the Lord will help us. Listen to me. Whatever you don't celebrate, you will never attract. If there is something you need and you find it with somebody, celebrate the person. If there is something you have been praying for, there are three realms. I mean, your pastor can say, there are three realms, and my boy, answer. We have the godly realms, and we have the realm of the angels, and the realms of men. And when you meet, you should be born and the what? Maybe an empire by who born in the right to make a success. He cannot cry. Yeah, taking change they should be butum. The same person now, and why I saw a come a woman when he on Sabbath and I came. Who empire for scholarship? There is somebody closer to you. The Lord has endowed the person, blessed the person to an extent that the person can help you so easily. How can you get help? Avoid jealousy. It is gradually destroying the people of God without knowing. Jealousy, and sorry, baby, require a good. Say, quite new, so it's me, ye. Because where to you, my boy? Where to you, my boy? Where you do you, my son? Where you do you, my son? Even among pastors, obi your opinion, pray, be born by his own teeth. The next time, I'll know by any and the fine. Where from these things? Is this a godly character? And I have two godly characters, not two good baby. Obi bumpire say ninu edu ane money so. Ne money so obi nyade. Obi bumpire say di oni ninu eto no enka ne so no no di engwa ne yento. Adei. Obi addressing him. Hey, now jealousy can make you think you become so evil, and you can even become a witch because it is a certificate into becoming a witch. Obi kwa sorry wadre on any man dress fine. Jealousy, you can think evil without knowing that you have even said it. Amoyent. Eka unkunanga omo mu. Now they don't exist, so that. May the Lord have mercy. Who can stand against jealousy? It's so destructive that if you have it in you, you will never appreciate what you have. And let me be quick and take you to the word of the Lord. You will never appreciate what you have, I tell you. So what you do not celebrate, mama, you will never attract. And what you hate cannot, you can never have it. You can never have what you hate. Now, dear, no. It will be when you hate it. Why do you want to have it? Who do you want to have it? I tell you, who do you want to have it? And yet, there is a man, and we're free. Ade. Brother, no. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming. But who can stand before the loss? It is deadly. It is deadly. I'm a slave around the ambassador. I'm a wire. Some new me, new dear. Yeah, ma, or bonnet for crime, my name, Fasa. A wire tan tie non titi and yin yanamun tem. And titi and yin ya soft one tem. And titi and ya waff one tem. And titi and ya yin ya man tem. Radem why? And radem why? Now, how do I know that the spirit of jealousy is working in me? I want to talk about the characteristics of jealousy. Be with me. And let's enter into it. I believe the people are writing it down for me. So let me go there first. Now, my first scripture, enter what the Ibn Husi Ria said. Tell me. How do I know? What are the characteristics of jealousy? Number one, jealousy cannot stand it when others are doing better. Jealousy, it cannot stand when others are doing better. So when a man is full of jealousy, he or she cannot stand when stand seeing others being successful. Say, jealousy cannot stand it when others are doing better. Genesis chapter 26. Let me tell you something there. There is a story that you and I will know. It's a beautiful story. And let's read it and let's find out a few things out there. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to the verse number 15. Make kind you now. In him said, "My bush and fube posti. It's my many fast name in Kanwaha because of time." Na yanko. Jealousy cannot stand it when others are doing better. So I'm trying to let you know that if others are doing better and it upsets you, get to know that you have received your certificate. You are gradually becoming a witch or a wizard. You have no idea. Jealousy is destroying you, but you don't know. As if Isaac planted crops in that land and the same year reaped the hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. Verse number 14. Scripture says that he had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth. The Lord blessed a certain man called Isaac. There was a time that I saw him. I can't handle it. Me, some mama follow me there. Yeah, the preacher mama, Oma, do donate. I said there was a time I na farm in a basas. So now the man wanted to leave the place of abode and then enter into another place. But the Lord spoke to him. The Lord said, "Remain in this land and cultivate the land. And I, the Lord, I will make sure that things will work for you." The scripture says that this man remained there. And when the man remained there, he planted. And that same year he planted, he harvested. And he had a lot of money to understand that he became so wealthy. I want the Philistines in the tear. They became jealous of him. They became envious of him. To understand that the wealth that Abraham had done for his sons, these Philistines, they covered it with, or they filled it with sand. Because of jealousy. So if you want to know that jealousy is reigning in your heart, the first sign is that if you are jealous, you cannot stand it when others are prospering, when others are doing better. Someone for a year, they will say you can't stand it. Something is pricking you, something is worrying you. You don't want to see the person, you don't want to have an encounter with the person because something is telling you that if you stand there, people will see that they are better than you, and so you cannot become friends with them, you cannot be close with them. Jealousy is what is making you like that. Check it. Avoid jealousy. Jealousy is making you like that. The man followed the divine instruction, and the divine instruction has landed him into wealth. Why don't you go to him and ask him how he made it, and also try and see whether the Lord by his mercy will also show you mercy and also prosper your life, rather than fight him? So if you need water to feed your flocks, we, the Philistines, we have covered, or we have filled that well with sand, so that you will not get water for your flocks to drink. Jealousy, envy. So every jealous man is an envious man. And we have allowed this spirit to separate friends. Now you cannot have two ladies that can be friends for 10 years. No. Jealousy will set in. Especially when it gets to the time of marriage. When it gets to the time where they are working together, and I'm telling you, they see first year, it will look so beautiful. First month, it is beautiful. Second month is beautiful. First year is beautiful. When it gets to maturity, when things begin to change in the lives of the two sisters, of the two friends, then you see what's about to be jealous. Why should this thing become a problem? Why is it that mama missing a number? Obia, what do I want to show? There are some people when they enter into a place, they don't struggle. People love them easily. There are some people when they enter into a place, they are accepted easily. You don't know why it is like that. Why fight it? Why fight it? So we don't have sisters that can work for 10 years without jealousy. We don't have brothers that can work for 10 years without jealousy. We don't have pastors that can work for 10 years without jealousy. We have allowed this secret sin to devour us even before we know. And things have been destroyed because we have allowed ourselves to be under the captivity of this thing called jealousy. So a jealous man cannot stand when others are doing better. So please take yourself. So when you be here, dear, na a papa, na na untimi ni na noa, get to know that jealousy has given you a handshake, and you have given jealousy chair in your life. It's about to destroy you. It is about to destroy you. Beware. Mo wani mbra unsun tem. Ne tuani ma jine ne njuma, because ebesel. Jealousy has destroyed a lot of relationships. Potential husbands have been lost because of jealousy. Mr. Rao, if you're a group of people and somebody is doing well and you are against it, get to know that jealousy is not normal. We have allowed these things, and it is destroying things. Maybe because God didn't start with them first. Then no one can. Why didn't God start with me? Am I not the one that prayed? Mama, let me tell you, sometimes the Lord even starts with them. But when they see that the Lord has also started with the other, and the other has added effort, hard working, and things are working for them, they become angry. And Obia Oya Hoyabia, a buffoon panahunda, on a buffoon on Fakini, Shani Muna statue. Dabby, or then it's a Ben Juana and one sparky. The jealous said it in the moon. Oh, here keys were the best statue anger, no Dabby. Or Ben Juana ignition statue on its own because of a sad year. It is demonic, it is destroying our lives. Jaisa Pompayana, where if you be a Timmy Soda, one does I know who before. You show a name straight to my cathedral. And why are you so? Who knew you were how? You only matter where. Who cathedral said? Why now? Who cathedral said the enemy born on Okure Nye? On all the enemy Papa. What did you want to make the enemy attempt? I don't know. Cathedral said. Say enemy attempt me and my pastor. You know can say ya? Any enemy so bet my enemy say. Why don't you tell yourself that? If the Lord. Why should I destroy Insiraba? I don't know if I could be as many Insiraba by a pe. Let me tell you. If it mama said, I was say Insiraba di kind to quiet. Now, remember that son as I mean the 2 point in Nibia, Insiraba, Mameka Kara, ask me plane ticket. Yenim Yami Timupo, Yenim Hawa Yami and Adio, and Tinipa was what dear Nim Kain Kokop CC Baby Mano, Yapasi Kuno. And it comes to the story of Joseph. A man has gotten a dream. One this man was saying the dream, he did not call his brothers as useless. He said that he saw that the sun, the moon, and the stars had bowed before him, which means that the father is the moon, the mother is the sun, and the brothers are stars. But these people took their eyes off all these qualifications and all these descriptions that are beautiful. If you are a star, won't you shine? If you are a moon, won't you shine? If you are a sun, can't you shine? But because of jealousy, the brothers didn't hear when the brother was saying that they were stars. They didn't care about that. It didn't even click them. So he said, we are stars. If we are stars, then it means that we will shine. Who told you stars do not shine? Who told you the moon doesn't shine? Who told you the sun doesn't shine? And your brother is saying that I saw the moon, the star, and the sun bow before me. And your anger is the, what he's saying, the bow, no, because of jealousy. Bow no be any words also. And no be the word bow now no mean anyone. The prophet said he called them stars. And prophet said he called them stars, which means that they can also shine. Which means that the Lord has not even forgotten about them. Which means that the Lord is having them in his plans. They forgot about that. They didn't care about that. They didn't even want to have anything to do with star. All that they cared about was the jealousy. And so you are telling us that you will become master over us. Then let us kill him. They didn't know that the Lord was sending them ahead of them. So sometimes, some of our brothers, some of our siblings, let me put it that way, must go ahead of us. It doesn't matter the age. If you are here and unia penny unia kitua e how unia penny e how wa bro sam wa anga sam so ya ya before na uni. I'm telling you, kitua ya problem, penny ya problem, wa ya bro sam I don't know. But I am a park with your mother, so they are Indian. No, I am some man. What's I have before? And you have before the Hawana Titan. What's an intuna? Some of us, it don't agree now. And yes, you are doing a brabaho. You should be a brabaho. I don't know where I want to know my day. Where is MZ? I don't know where to go and I'm into going. Where is MZ? Where is MZ? You have dedicated a night to cry over somebody's success. You have dedicated a night. You have dedicated a moment, 2 hours, 12 hours, 5 hours, just because somebody is prospering and you are not the one that is prospering, and so you are crying over it. It is witchcraft. How can we be possessors of the Holy Spirit and still allow ourselves to go through these things and stop the plans of God for our lives? Some of us, we are delaying the plans of God for our lives, not because we are fornicated, but because we are too jealous. That because of the jealousy, we are destroying things in our lives. Instead of us to get happy with the lives of people, we are destroying ourselves by getting angry just like that. Where are we going to from there? Jealousy. Avoid it. Avoid jealousy. Man of God, avoid jealousy. There are some men of God, they are jealous even with the progress the church members are having. Obey another. Obey another. Obey another. Come on. So you think that people should come to God and not be prosperous, then why are you a pastor? Yes, I'm a woman. Hello. It says me fear the flyers. Why have no be about them? I mean, I'm me fear the flyers. I was saying me fear the few flyers. And you go see at Mata Forest. Yes, I'm a for a woman. Oh, but I don't know what's your smell. I do we hire. Moaning is only a young but because it is not you, you are fighting them like that. It is equal to witchcraft. Maybe you are getting a muscle. I bet you now, what forms our failure was our submitting. Wow, what forms. And a wow, our failure. And a one that's our submitting. You are afraid of our we'll meeting by force. Because bet you know what happened. Me can't bet you said to be a vessel. Let's say that Nana Obemana ye na bushium yin on ye sikeni. Wouldn't bro bebre. Obia beba no be pesca. Obia beb namishina suminia. The minus our how I salute you. Mama Juakuna do Yamishawate. Imama Juakuna do the network ne Hano or Trasika Krana. Podbean and logging it out. Mama Joakuna, please go and update your Podbean app. When you update the Podbean app, you will stay on for long, okay? God bless you. Update. Go and do your update, and it will be well with you. If Nana Obema de Bilone, only the de Bilone, if she should be the only billionaire in her family, she will suffer. Because everybody will come to her. I don't know if somebody understands what I'm saying. Eti adena, nkwa na abeso ye ye. Opesa de pebi ya on. Every good thing must pass through your head. Are you the headquarters of prosperity? Are you the headquarters of improvement? Come on. Master headquarters. Impressive any person. You see, I have gone more than a year. I've never prayed for myself. The Lord knows my heart, and I'm telling you. Me say, I have gone more than a year. I don't remember time I'm meeting as a person already. I'm waiting. Me in Kayo. I didn't know you mean ancient Pastor Vincent. I didn't know you mean if you are gratuitous. Kese. It's in one was a baby, KKKK. It's in was now. I saw Pastor Vincent. So now Pastor Vincent, year Juma, now Yame Abasakoswa. And I'm assuming to me, Homiana. It got to a time I even broke down. Because if you're someone who started here, hated me from the extended family, I hated me. I feel I'm into my life. It's funny, say, Yami, I established here, you know, fine. And we'll be in the number. Now we obey ya awoya. Unia ya dienti awoya. Unia chen winti awoya. Nana man when you break and awoya. Missy a ye be you no nim. Yan to us. In Sabana for a rebellion. May ye free fly on us. Yes, you go up. Number two.
Jealousy is sad. The happiness of others, it is linked to the first one. Jealousy, it is sad. Obia jealousy tini mubi ya baby ya nevra ho at the happiness of others. It is obia me kantere and say, Mama Gloria say, oh, hallelujah, eradia biye kwa mami. Oh, bae wan ye nini mi bom paye say, eradinye say ni say ni say mami. Na eradia mani nina bem. Mi basa, enu yana mu nina amon kame honi enka say, praise the Lord. Obia raho. Rather than day, this day about sorry that be. But just saw them know the real thing. Home, Anna nyami we imana. Now glory about sorry that be. Any day we na na nishu fa aye we. Brother, never brother, kura them aye na boni bi ana. Afine se muno ki kangua. Nani?
I'm serious. Also your calculation. No, that is wickedness. That is jealousy. That is why it may be Anna, it will be Yama dance the Yama platform. No, because who are who the dance and now I'm my Odia. Maybe I could me crocro. Obia dance again, Odia. Ah, come on. And I'm a buyer check. As a pastor, I'm going to be 9 until now. Mammy Gloria Bada Bella Cecilia. And it's not about that. And I said, I'm about another bunny team, baby, 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 any nana yena de sana bebi e kanu si erade de mra ne na ene akoma akoma te zaya obese nyame yo obese nyame nyade o de mra ne na times and seasons we are or the heart, the state of your heart, the state. So if you don't flush out jealousy from your heart, and the state of your heart is jealousy towards brothers and sisters, forget it. You never attract anything good. Baby, I'm a boss, sir. You pay and can't operate. Oh, let me see. What do you mean? What do you mean? Usually, I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry, I'm not. I say it by divine authority. Most of them, I'm not sorry. Most of them. All the occasions are bad. I'm telling you, I'm just saying, come on, you would do not know. Until you who she know, and I'm assuming I'm a sign, I'm very ampa. Oh, here, because I come on soon. Oh, baby, be papa monia. Only a dear dance, yeah, how? Only a can academia, yeah, and how? Miss, make away by experience. Sorry, them I will be dear dancing. Sister beat him in check. I said, I jealous now is so high. Said, the refuse was what in the pantable. Missy, sister, I start your kind of magic. Would you be here? And I'm saying, hey, I'm at the wrong place. And I am seated with the wrong person. Mama said, wow, I'm telling you. Sister, I start this with dear dancing now. What kind of name is him? Maybe I'm going. Yet you saw them. They are Christopher. Your buttons. Your bomb pie man, if you fret here. Now, come on. Right in here. Yes, I bet bless you. Yes, a son, you may be a. You better say, Yamin and Shayan, I bet you. I say, don't want to obey you. Only a year, how? Your name is a secret sin. The state of your heart is evil. It cannot attract the goodness of the Lord. Let me tell you the truth and change from it and see whether good things will come or not. I will need to amend the term. Oh, question about me. Obi, I me tried in a fee. I said, hey, I tell us. So jealousy is sad at the happiness of others. Now, the prodigal son, Luke chapter 50. The prodigal son. Abraham, why didn't he say, and an Abinaba also not Befi. He returned and the party was being organized for him. The brother that had stayed with the father for far too long. Wow, I have jealous. And this guy didn't want to enter the house again because he was so pissed off because of jealousy. I have been with you. You have never done, we are jealous. You have never done any party for me. And this Goro boy went and has returned. And you have done a party for him. Well, because it hurts me. Yeah, I'm so we are jealous. But I'm here to come. The truth is that everything is for you. Eh? There is a reward for obedience. You have been very obedient. You've been your father. So why should you cry? Papa Guru boy. Serious Guru boy. Now you're Guru boy. I know Papa Tia, but my spam wagas. I want for a japa dear man. You're Guru boy. And this thing really happened. When the people were celebrating, the brother was sad. That is a sign of jealousy. A cow on Uncle Uncle on any party, man. A cow on Uncle. A cow will be gonna be on only celebrating the birthday, man. Oh, your birthday, mommy. I'm sorry, no man celebrating me. And if you are to spread in the birthday, you could post the picture. And some supposition, what you say, oh, yeah, my boom for the Now, once we do and I don't know if you are posting the picture. Now, you get people that will support you. Oh, I was in Shinaban Swaba. I was in Nasa Software. I don't know if you are a man and a sister. I was in Kagumsa. So, jealousy. It is always sad at the happiness of others. Number three. Jealousy makes us hostile towards those who have never harmed us. Jealousy makes us hostile. H-O-S-T-I-L-E. H-O-S-T-I-L-E, hostile. So jealousy makes us hostile towards those who have never harmed us. Sir, I want you to be my word to me. And yet, you want to be my word to me. Genesis 37. We all know the story. Let's read Genesis chapter 37, verse 4. Genesis chapter 37, verse 4. Let's read that. I want to read the verse 4. If it can be posted, fine, but I want to read from here too. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. They hated him. Why? Because the brother saw that the father loved Joseph more than him. But Joseph had never harmed them. Is it Joseph that told the father that, "Father, please love me and leave my brothers"? Joseph had no hand in it. Joseph had not said anything to the father. It is the father that chose to love Joseph more than the brothers. It is not Joseph's fault. And so you don't hate him. He has not harmed you. As a matter of fact, he has not done anything to even harm you. He has never harmed you before, and that is how jealousy is. It will make you become a hostile person. It will make you become a cruel person towards people that are so good and have never harmed you. Nipeka onkunangu wa wiyo bonida. Nipeka onkunanga ne baby free mu because of senyami esirana wiyo bonida onyo bonida. Bonibe no ye senyami esirana na na. Bonibe no ye senyome akosuma na na. You become so hostile. You become so cruel towards people that have never harmed you. Joseph had never harmed the brothers. But because of something that happened that was not by his influence, people started to hate him. It's jealousy, envy. Eradi niya huye biyen fili akume. Siye nam kwe bishwa ya huye ndiye seye nyome eradi huye mabon. Jealousy, but you're rather more. Are we still together? So jealousy makes us hostile towards those who have never harmed us. Genesis chapter number 37, the verse number 4. You can read the entire story of Joseph. It will inform you so well as well. Naminfa and Twaso. If I trust it, I'll say ye kai. Songs of Solomon chapter 8, verse 6. Then for me come my next point. Songs of Solomon. Say how do you say it depending on who? Okay. Songs of Solomon chapter 8, verse 6. Songs of Solomon chapter 8, verse 6. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. And why? When death is coming, you know how it is. It doesn't ask. That is how jealousy is able to destroy man. You see, the topic for today is avoid jealousy. Jealousy is cruel as grave. Look at the grave. It takes the rich man, it takes the poor man. It takes the men of influence, it takes the men of affluence. It takes people who are nothing. In your being, you go there, you go enter. And scripture is saying that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. And why? A Christopher, your buttons. And see, I'm paying you. Everything. Is it part of the spirit of the Lord? Maybe I have said, receive it, yeah, receive it. So receive this one too. If you don't receive it, I will inject it into your streamline, your bloodline. Receive this word too. I mean, why? Yeah, I can't say because I word to the. I just say, I won't get in, get in, get in, get in. It's not me, the consequence, I can say, me, the characteristics in nature. I will say, do it here, the enemy can you not say, what's your brother, but maybe woman, no way, and them, no, I can say, I will rather do me. Now, say me, prame home. Say, and you're man working, mammy, minia, and I am a ya, minia, and baby, and I have me. I'm telling you, I never preach a message that I cannot leave. As I sit here by the grace of God, think unto me home. I never preach a message I cannot leave here. I'm telling you. It's in the message. I can wait till a month. Till I make sure that I am living in it. And that is how the word of the Lord is supposed to work on us. That was scripture. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Man can't be cruel. When somebody becomes jealous, they can kill. So jealousy can make you a murderer. We don't make one them. Jealousy. Look at Joseph's brothers. Because of jealousy, they nearly became murderers. If not for the merchants that came across them and decided to buy Joseph, they would have killed the man. Even per the evidence they went to give the father, it simply means that they finished him at the entire. The father had given him coat of many colors. Adentia, the father loved him so much. Adentia, he had a dream that said that the sun, the moon, and the stars were worshiping him. And because of that, they became so jealous. And I just said, oh, you are going to be the greatest. Mama, let me tell you the truth straight to your face. The fact that oye ni apeni ni chese wona oye yi. Opa ma bunfu ba mekano kora na chok. The fact that una oye ni apeni ni chese wona oye yi. Sir, and some of you guys say, penny worry and grand worry. And with me, what the Mako Jacob Omerani Isaac Emre, penny worry. Oh, here, that saying, dear, Eddie jealousy by the show. Oh, here, but poison when you're poison, before you realize you poison him or her. be saying about above free as I see so because you are too jealous. And we have a sale. And that is how evil jealousy is. Why have I poisoned them now? Because and most of it, that is why we say, and I mean you already and I mean you already hey, jealousy. Make sure it doesn't take you to the end. If not, you become a murderer. A lot of people they have regretted, but today they find themselves in prison. Just more jealousy they allowed. What could be? Why? Because jealousy is as cruel as the grave. This is scripture with you. It can't even be much to me. Hey, so it doesn't matter how anointed I am. I can be cruel one day when I allow jealousy to live in me. Are we together? Are we being blessed? And I mean, I am born and I may admire yourself. Is the Lord blessing us through His word? We don't speak it for the fashion of it. We want everybody to learn something and change. Unti mi ni ukuru ntena da ba akuna anye onye jealous of him. Ukuru nyo eh na wenye ska na nyo no de behọ. Uyire nya ska na nyo no de behọ. O ma mi nya sika na onye bi ni ana. O be so ngwa na oyeye ana. Na ngwa ni pa ba akun sentimi ngata urade ni o. Know this truth and be free. I'm telling you. Bra. Sometime now my father has been sick. And if I should tell you the money that has left us. Do you understand? Said Ruby, my mobile money at 35 cities. I think 3 days ago or so. 35 Ghana. Sir, Nakayan and Obia Sia. Come here, Oniana. Tapita. Kawedika Karabana, and Nuanano. And so, because you bomb by the Radi, basically. I'm watching family. All of them are men of God. When they are having a program, they are all on the billboard from the senior to the youngest. It's a family with jealousy, they can never do that. And I know that one day that is what is going to happen. Why are you not jealous? You're better off for the whole. Say Christ away and say away as we need me pump by because he until for a book we have started the air so it may tell my yes it may tell if you all oh my mind means maybe I'm a catcher almost there and when you're in the idea man I mean also don't be jealous because jealousy can make you a murderer. Jealousy can cause you to destroy your own brother who be you in Myanmar said about your message because that day I am paid I na nyame pega yen obi o ha o ye jealous se nyame an fafie na obu afo ko si ni so se okobusa wo ho asem afiri de ho a wawie ya no and that is why we are guiding against all these things. Every time I come next week Friday I'll continue. Let's pray. For the sake of time, let me end here. Next week Friday I'll continue. I'll take the part two thereof. I'll talk about the consequences. I'll talk about a lot of things about this jealousy. I believe the Lord has blessed us. I stand in the corridors of power. And I pray for every soul that is gathered on this platform. That in the name of Jesus, let a King of Kings that is able to touch hearts, touch us. Any heart that is infested with jealousy, may the Lord purge us. May the Lord purge us. May the Lord purge us. If there is anybody on this platform that is full of jealousy, that jealousy has taken over your system. Jealousy has taken over your temple. I will say that our body is the temple of the Lord. If jealousy has taken over, may the Lord touch us and may He purge us and set us free from the spirit of jealousy. in the name of Jesus. From today, may we be happy for people that are doing well. From today, may we be happy for people the Lord has blessed. From today, may we be happy for people the Lord has lifted in the name of Jesus. And as we continue to be blessed, as we continue to be happy for such people, may the Lord bless us. May we never be left behind. May we be lifted alongside in the mighty name of Jesus. I tap in the grace of the Holy Spirit and the grace that Jesus brought on this earth. I tap into it and I pray for you that may you also excel like those that have excelled. Wadwin panti awrade nyaw kase. Wakoma panti awrade nyaw yi. Wadwin panti awrade ntinanim nkyrew. Wakoma panti awrade ma onya kase. Ewe Yesu Kristo timo. Kone kodi ye. Na hwese wonu anom so bedi ye. Now the Bible says that the day Job prayed for their friends, that day there was a turnaround for him. Because you have decided not to be jealous over any other friend or brother or anybody, may the Lord from today bring a turnaround in your life. Because you have heard this word and you will from today live a new life, I pray in the name of Jesus that may the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords bless you from his sanctuary. In Jesus' name, may you be remembered and never to be forgotten. In Jesus' mighty name.